A delegation of Egyptian scholars and young revolutionaries has arrived in Tehran to help enhance political and cultural ties between the two countries. After three decades of silence, what do Egyptians and Iranians have to say, and how will a new post-revolutionary Egypt partnered with Iran affect the region and the world? I'm Homa Lezgi, and you're watching another edition of News Analysis.
These men and women have arrived from Cairo to Tehran, hoping to open a new chapter in the previously torn relations between Iran and Egypt after the Egyptian revolution put an end to President Hosni Mubarak's 30 years in power. The group, comprising 45 social, cultural, and revolutionary figures, as well as clerics from Egypt's Al-Azhar University, have come to Tehran to take part in a conference titled The Islamic Awakening, held by the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting, the IRIB. The gathering revolved around finding ways to bring the Iranians and Egyptians closer to one another, more than three decades after they severed their diplomatic ties.
Iran and Egypt are two great countries in the region. We share many aspirations. Just like Iran, we believe in maintaining our sovereignty and independence on our own, and are opposed to foreign intervention by the U.S. and other power. We want to decide for our own future and want to have a strong political and economic relations with Iran.
The relation between Iran and Egypt is very important. This relationship must go on, must go forward for the benefit of the two peoples and the two countries.
Iran's IRIB chief praised the Egyptian revolution while pointing to Iran's Islamic revolution as a source of inspiration for the popular uprisings in the Arab world.
During the days of your sacred struggle, the people of Iran were with you all the way and prayed for your success.
After the fall of Mubarak, the strongest Arab ally of the U.S. and Israel, officials in Tehran and Cairo expressed their willingness to resume diplomatic relations. However, both countries have stressed that the improvement of ties should be pursued with patience.
I think it is the first step in the relationship between Iranian and Egyptian. We have been late more than 30 years. Every one of us tell the other his point of view and listen to his point of view and make compromise.
Iran severed ties with Egypt in 1980 after Cairo signed the 1978 Camp David Accords with Israel and offered asylum to Iran's deposed monarch, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. Despite having an interest section both in Tehran and in Cairo, Iran and Egypt have had no diplomatic relations for three decades. This political deadlock led to a social separation between the Iranians and the Egyptians. Now Iran's national media is hopeful that by inviting intellectuals and social activists from Egypt, it could open a new threshold in the social relations between the people of both countries. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, let's discuss the future of relations now between Iran and the new Egypt with writer and journalist Sana El Said, who's joining me now here live in the studios, and professor of forensic medicine and head of life science lab in Los Angeles, Mr. Gamal Ahmed Ibrahim. Thanks very much for being with us on this edition of News Analysis.
Thank you.
And I'll start my question with Ms. El Said, if I may. First of all, we'd like you to tell our viewers why you've come to Tehran, what group you're representing, and what was the objective of this trip.
I'm a freelance because I am dealing with some magazines and newspapers. Al Waft, for example, newspaper, and Al Alam Al Yom. And now I am a member of this delegation, popular delegation to we are in Iran here to, except for an attempt, as I understand, to improve the relations and bolster our relations between two countries, Islamic countries, after 32 years of boycott, and we don't accept the situation.
All right, Mr. Ebrahim, let's get your view on this as well. Well, this trip is being seen as a first step in trying to forge relations between Iran and the new government in Egypt. As soon as that government is created, we of course know that your foreign minister has said that he wants to turn a new page in relations. So do you think that this is going to be practicable? How will the relations between Iran and Egypt look like, whatever government does take shape in Egypt?
Yeah, exactly. This is a very reason that we are here. We are trying to build relationship between the Iranian people and the Egyptian people before the governments build their own relationship. So we are careful that that relationship would not cease any time, and it will be between the two countries. And we came to introduce our love and respect to the Iranian government.
That's right. Well, you say that you want to make things certain. You want to say that the people of Egypt, or the people you're representing, are looking forward to having relations with Iran. Let's go back to Ms. El Said now. Ms. El Said, do you think that with the new parliamentary system to take shape in Egypt, do you think that the new parliament will give that vote that it's expected to give on having relations with Iran?
Yes, indeed. This the new parliament will push the relations with Iran. As you know, after the revolution, the January 25th revolution, that was the demand of the Egyptian people. But what I want to say that the Egyptian people is looking forward since long time to bolster and improve the ties with Iran. And the Egyptian people were feeling sorry for that situation during Mubarak's regime. The Hosni Mubarak's regime, as you know, chose another path, of course, because of the pressure from the West, and that was because of the pressure from the United States and some Muslim countries, because this country, exactly, the consecutive American administrations pressured the Hosni Mubarak's regime in order not to improve the relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. But exactly, I don't know why Egypt, in fact, accepted such a pressure. And I don't know the source of those, I mean, the reason for those pressures upon Egypt, only Egypt. Why not other countries? And as I told you, that the Egyptian people was sincere and was looking forward to improve the relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. But after the January 25th of revolution, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Al-Arabi, he said it frankly and openly. He said that Iran is a Muslim country and is not our enemy anymore, and it wasn't our enemy in the past, and we are waiting to open all the gates and all the doors between us and between Iran in order to improve the relations. And now we are hoping that the relations will improve, hopefully, and the relations will go back to its natural stance.
Right, but the question right now coming to mind, Mr. Ebrahim, is if this is going to face any kind of hindrances, the relations that are to develop. For instance, we had in the time of Mubarak reportedly intelligence vetoes that would stop this kind of relationship from building. And right now we're already hearing similar comments being made, reports being said that some intelligence assessments say this is not the right time to make relations with Iran, and that there may be hindrances in terms of how Washington, how Israel, how even the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council and the Arab allies of Egypt would be reacting to this. Tell us about those kinds of concern, and if you think they're going to hinder the process of relations.